Exactly 71 years ago today, on the 10th of September, 1946, a holy sister of Loretto was on a train from Calcutta to Darjeeling, heading to retreat in the Himalayan mountains, when all of a sudden, our blessed Lord spoke to this holy sister and asked her to serve the poorest of the poor. We know that the holy sister was, of course, our beloved saint, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, whose feast we just celebrated last week on the first day of school on September the 5th, which was also the 20th anniversary of her death. At the time of her death, the Missionaries of Charity numbered 4,000 sisters throughout the world, beautiful brides of Christ to help her with the poor and sick and dying throughout the world. So today is Inspiration Day for all of my Missionary of Charity friends. I think that Saint Mother Teresa lived her life as the quasi-incarnation of the teaching of Saint Paul, who says in today's second reading, "Owe nothing to anyone except the debt that binds us to love one another." Tomorrow we will celebrate the anniversary of the tragic events that happened on September the 11th, 2001, exactly 16 years ago. It is still amazing to my little brain to think that not a single solitary one of my students attending St. Francis Catholic Grade School was even alive when those terrible terrorist attacks occurred in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. St. Paul says, "Love does no evil to the neighbor." Obviously, these terror attacks 16 years ago tomorrow were not acts of love. But in the midst of these evil acts came great acts of love. For example, we saw many police, firefighters, emergency medical technicians, and many other first responders who rushed into the Twin Towers to save as many people as possible. Later this morning, Bishop Quinn will be in town at St. John's Parish to offer the annual Blue Mass, the mass to honor all of our heroic men and women dressed in blue uniforms, police, firefighters, EMTs, other first responders who risk their lives every day to protect us and keep us safe. You're all welcome to attend the 11:15 Mass immediately following this Mass with the bishop downtown at St. John's for the Blue Mass. All of those in blue uniforms are quasi-incarnations of what St. Paul says, "Owe nothing to anyone except the debt to love one another." This morning, as we speak, Hurricane Irma is hitting the state of Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. And Irma is coming after the devastating Hurricane Harvey, after it hit our friends in Texas on Friday, August the 25th, just 2 weeks ago. And yet, the love and outpouring of support for our brothers and sisters in Texas has been beautiful. Thousands and thousands of volunteers and donations have come in to help our brothers and sisters from around the world. Today, we will take up a second collection for all of the victims of Hurricane Harvey. When a natural disaster strikes, there is a law written in our hearts that reaches out automatically to our brothers and sisters in need. We become a quasi-incarnation of what St. Paul says, "Owe nothing to anyone except the debt that binds us to love one another. Yesterday, September the 9th, was the feast of San Pedro Claver, the Spanish Jesuit missionary priest who came to Colombia here in the New World to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to this country. 417 years ago, in the year 1610, San Pedro Claver, St. Peter Claver, arrived in the New World, and his mission was to help the slaves arriving from Africa at Cartagena in Colombia and to provide for their needs. As I am speaking to you now, Pope Francis, at this very moment, is in Cartagena in Colombia, where San Pedro Claver is buried. It was a beautiful feast yesterday for our own Father Luis, who is, of course, a native of Colombia. It was a beautiful, solemn celebration in Colombia with the Pope. St. Peter Claver would give fruits and breads and water and medicine to the slaves from Africa who arrived in Cartagena. He wrote to his Jesuit superiors back in Spain. He says, "This is how we speak to them, not with words, but with our hands and actions." He became the quasi-incarnation of what St. Paul says today. Owe nothing to anyone except the debt that binds us to love one another. But his studies at the University in Barcelona and at the University in Mallorca, at the Jesuit scholastic residence, St. Peter Claver knew very well from his Jesuit scholastic training that love is not a feeling. Love is not an emotion. It's not a passion. Love is a decision, a free choice to will the good of another. Our passions are great. Our emotions are beautiful. It's a part of the human person. But passions and emotions are not love. Love is the power in the soul. It's not in the emotions. Love is a decision, a free choice to will the good of another. Most of you know today is Grandparents' Day in the United States of America. Hopefully, as you wish your grandparents a happy Grandparents' Day, you can ask them, God willing, they've been married for 50 years or 55 years or 60 years or some of them even 70 years. And they will tell you that over those 50, 60, 70 years of marriage, they have not liked each other. But they have loved each other. You don't have to like each other. We are commanded to love each other. You don't vow to like each other until death do you part. You vow to love each other until death do you part. Every day you make a free, conscious decision to want what is good for the other. And what is the ultimate good of your beloved? Heaven. Eternal life with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So when we will the good of another, we help all the person. And the person is made up of a body and a soul. So that is what we mean when we say we do what is for their good. Not what they think is good, but is for their true good. A parent may say to their kids, clean your room, brush your teeth, wear your hat, eat your vegetables, go to bed by 8. You may not understand it, you may not like it, but your parents are doing this because they love you. They're willing your good. And a spiritual father may have to say things that are difficult, that you don't like, but I say them out of love for your ultimate good. The first reading from Ezekiel says, we owe it to our brothers and sisters to tell them what they are doing wrong because we want what is for their good. We want them to enjoy a love relationship with God forever in heaven. The Lord says to the prophet Ezekiel, if you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked man from his evil way, I will hold you responsible for his death. And love, willing the good of another, means warning people of a devastating hurricane and setting up a mandatory evacuation. If we did nothing to speak out about a pending hurricane, we would be held responsible for their deaths. We do this so well for the body. Why do we not do this for the soul? Love does no evil to the neighbor, and it's evil to leave our brothers and sisters in sin. And so Jesus says it is an act of love to pull your brother aside, not just your blood brother, but your brother in Christ, to pull your brother in Christ aside and to privately, humbly, patiently, honestly, lovingly say, if you keep going down the path you're going, you're going to have a worse destruction in your life than Hurricane Harvey. We think the worst destruction is destruction to the body. The worst destruction is destruction for the soul. This is real love, to will the good of the other, not just in their body, we do that part so well, but also in their souls. It's the loving thing to warn our brothers and sisters of the devastating effects, not of a hurricane, but of sin. This is why Bishop Quinn consecrated the diocese to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And this is why he reconsecrates the diocese to the Immaculate Heart of Mary every year on our Blessed Mother's birthday. The bishop has asked all pastors in the Diocese of Winona to reconsecrate their parishes to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in union with him. What is he doing? He loves us. And so he solemnly asks us to reject sin and our wicked ways so we can live as beloved sons of the Father and of our dear mother, Mary. Owe nothing to anyone except the debt that binds us to love one another. Do you remember my friend, St. Peter Claver? St. Peter Claver, after he fed the people and gave them something to drink and gave them medicines and bandaged their wounds, do you know what he did? He drew pictures of Jesus on the cross, and he says, let me introduce you to Jesus. He wrote his Jesuit superiors back in Spain. He said, after we took care of their bodily needs, we began an elementary instruction about baptism, that is, the wonderful effects of the sacrament on the body and the soul. He talked to them about Jesus. He says, let me introduce you to your Savior, Jesus Christ. And at the end of his 40 years in Cartagena, that's where he's buried, at the end of 40 years, do you know how many people he baptized? 300,000. I think Father Luis and I are working when we do 60 baptisms a year. That's nothing. 300,000 people he baptized. Now that's a holy priest. That's a priest who loves his people by inviting them to become Christians and disciples of Jesus. Here's a priest who is helping them in their bodies and in their souls. because we owe nothing to anyone except the debt that binds us to love one another.